All right. Well, good morning, church. We are glad that God has blessed us with an opportunity to come together and to celebrate Him through song and worship and fellowship. Thank you, everyone out there in your homes and in different places for joining in with us. It's a wonderful opportunity to gather around a computer screen with your family and to celebrate with us. Again, we're going to have some songs. We're going to sing some songs. I'll share a short communion meditation message leading up to us celebrating communion together. I'll share some news, some notes and updates regarding what we're doing in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Want to welcome anyone who might be your first time ever participating with us in worship. And so you are an honored guest. Thank you so much for being with us. If you go to our website, www.reynoldsburg.church, there are some helpful links there, links to these streaming videos and also some other opportunities for fellowship. If you're in the Facebook, our Church of Christ group page, there are some helpful links in there. I know that later on, Brother Bill Raper is hosting his Connect group virtually. And so there's a link to connect to that group later on. There's also on our website, if you want to participate in the financial part of our work here, there are links there that can set you up with giving online. Also, our app, which is kind of still in soft launch, but you can download the app there off the website and give. And you can also, as many have been doing, you can mail your offerings in if you want to participate. We want to be in prayer for many of those who right now, because of the uncertainty of this time, we want to pray for those who may be suffering job loss or furloughs or layoffs. We want to be in prayer for that. Just a couple of announcements before we begin singing. Activities will remain canceled until further notice. And again, we'll update that on our website. The governor has issued a stay-at-home order until May 1st, so it's likely that at least until May, we will not be meeting, having any activities here at the beginning. This pandemic is really beginning to hit home for a lot of people. I have a friend in Buffalo, a dear friend who's an older gentleman, and his wife that just really loved me, and when I was growing up, really encouraged me to go into ministry. He's in ICU right now, suffering from coronavirus. Clint Hikes shared with us that he had a friend, a 49-year-old friend, who just passed away this past Tuesday from the coronavirus. We have many friends and family who are on the front lines. They're doctors and nurses, and they're on the front line battling this pandemic, and they're putting themselves in danger as they serve those who are sick. So we need to be in prayer for those. So again, let's be in prayer for medical staff. Let's be in prayer for those who are being laid off, furloughed, beginning to feel this pain directly and indirectly. And listen, let's even be bold. Let's pray for cure. Let's pray for God to wipe this virus off of this planet. If all of us call on the name of the Lord and pray for that, perhaps God would be willing to do something miraculous in this season of coronavirus. So before we begin, let's pray. Holy God, thank you so much for your love and your kindness and your grace and your mercy, that even though we can't come together in this building to meet together, we know that we are still together in spirit. We know that you have unified us with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us and washed us and made us his followers. He is our King and we worship him. God, you are an awesome God, so awesome that we know that even though we're living in a time of uncertainty and confusion, we know that you are in control. We know that you have the power to wipe this virus out. And so we pray that in the name of Jesus, that you would heal this land of this virus, wipe it out, God. Father, we also pray that you would be with those who are suffering the ill effects, job loss, or financial loss, or uncertainties with child care and all sorts of issues. God, we pray that you would meet the great, great needs that are present right now. And God, that you would bless us with hearts and the ability and the opportunity to serve those who are in need. God, we pray for the families of those who are suffering from this virus, for those who have passed away, for those who are in hospitals right now. God, we need your healing more than ever. God, we love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. And as we sing, we sing of your awesomeness. We sing of a powerful God. You are an awesome God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're at home, why don't you join in with us in singing this song.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and wisdom. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and wisdom. Our God is an awesome God.
Let's sing together.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven with wisdom, power, and wisdom. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. God is an awesome God. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. Awesome God, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen. God is awesome. He reigns. Viruses don't reign. Chaos does not reign. But God reigns. We're going to continue worship. We're going to sing Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. Salvation belongs to our God as we celebrate our God who is ruler, creator of all that we see and survey. We anticipate God and his glory to be displayed even in the midst of this chaos. Let's sing Hallelujah, praise Jehovah.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all His angels praise proclaim. All His hosts together praise Him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise His holy heaven and heavens, and He floods above the sky. Let them praise His dear Jehovah, for His name alone is high. And His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. Let them praise His dear Jehovah, they were made at His command. Then forever He established, His decree shall ever stand. From the earth, oh, praise Jehovah, all you floods, ye dragons all, fire and hail and snow and vapor, stormy winds that hear Him call. And let them praises give Jehovah, for His name alone is high. And His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly. Kings of earth and all ye people, princes, traitors, judges all, praise His name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. And let them praise His dear Jehovah, for His name alone is high. And His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And we, the redeemed, shall be strong in purpose and in unity, declaring aloud praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your creation. We thank you for how you continue to work and to demonstrate your love and your grace, your mercy, and your compassion. Father, even in the midst of coronavirus, Father, we still are inundated and just overwhelmed with ways to give you thanks. We know that over the past couple of weeks, it has just moved us and even forced us to be more grateful, to be more thankful, to not take things for granted. And oftentimes, we take meeting together as a church. We take it for granted. And God, we thank you for the gathering of saints. We thank you for the gathering of saints right now, even as many places have gone to meeting virtually on the web. But God, we thank you for family. We thank you for downtime. We thank you for rest. Oftentimes we're called and encouraged to take a break and to take a rest. And God, we're in a moment where we can take breaks and take rests. We thank you. There's just so much to be thankful for, and we want to sing about that, God. We just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. To say thank you, Lord. You've been so good, been so good. You've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Say thank you, Lord. You made a way, made a way. You made a way. Oh, my Lord, you made a way. I just want to say thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord.
Hosanna, you're my King.
Hosanna, you're my King.
I worship and I sing.
I worship and I sing.
I lift your holy name.
I lift your holy name upon high.
I worship and adore.
I worship and adore.
Sing praise forevermore.
Sing praise forevermore.
Hosanna, you're my King.
know, before this pandemic broke out, I had began a sermon series several weeks ago at the beginning of Lent. We take a moment to fast from some things, and some of us chose to fast from chocolate or fast from some other activities. And what I talked about in the front end of this series was this idea of not just restraining or fasting from things, but also introducing some life-giving activities or life-giving things into our life. And so we took a cue from this phenomenon of hashtags and getting things trending. And so we talked about trying to get some things trending in our world. And the first thing we talked about was getting Jesus trending. And then the next week we talked about kindness and being nice. Let's get be nice trending. And then the pandemic hit. And then that following week on a Facebook Live, I encouraged the church to get being still trending. Then a week after, we talked about this idea of this is a moment for us to come together and having this understanding that we are better together. What if we can get better together trending? And then last week, we talked about this idea of being adventurous, that we're in this season of unknowns and we're on this journey. But like Abraham, who followed by faith, he followed God by faith and he went on this adventure with God. This morning, just for a few moments, I guess this would serve as sort of a meditation for us to go into a season or time of communion that many of us have not participated in the past several weeks. But this week, I want us to consider getting this idea of letting go to trend, letting go. Have you ever been stuck at home with like nowhere to go? Probably everyone right now is like, yeah, that's me. No, you ever just been just kind of stuck with something and you don't know what to do? Or here's a better question. How many of you listening, watching are what you would call fixers? That is like something is wrong and you have to be the one to go in and fix it. Or something is wrong and you see someone else fixing it and you're saying to yourself, oh my goodness, we're all gonna blow up or everything's gonna go awry. Usually that's me, I'm the one trying to fix it. And someone says, I need to step in and you're just chomping at the bit. You wanna go in and you wanna fix it. There's this feeling that I have to be the one to make this right. I have to be the one to fix it, to make it right. I have to be the one in control. Because that's what we're really talking about, isn't it? Hey, here's a passage from 2 Corinthians. This is Paul writing to the Corinthian church, and he says, but if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth, but I refrain from it so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities, coronavirus, for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. Yet many of us are discovering during this particular season that we don't have the power to fix this. But as big as this is, there are some smaller things in our lives that we think that we ought to fix, or we think that we ought to be in control. Maybe that's a thorn. Maybe during this time of staying at home and this time of quiet, we need to hear those words from God. My grace is sufficient for you. You don't have to be in control. If not this current season or this current pandemic, if that doesn't speak to you, maybe it ought to be Jesus himself. You know, today is Palm Sunday, as many people celebrated, the celebration of Jesus coming into the city with what's called the triumphant entry, and people laying palm branches as he's on this donkey riding in, and people screaming out, "Hosanna, Hosanna," which is to say, "Come save us." Not sure that they really fully understood what type of king he was, but he is a king. But it would be a few days after that celebration, that entry, that Jesus would find himself in a garden, on his knees, crying, sweating, afraid, crying out to the Lord because he was in anguish about what was about to happen to him. And it was there where Jesus, on his knees, said to God, "Take this cup away from me." But he concluded that prayer by saying, "But not what I want. It's what you want. Your will be done." If that was not the ultimate picture of submission, surrender, and letting go. Right now, I imagine that there are so many things in our lives that we need to let go of. We need to let go of control. We need to let go of this idea that we have to be fixers. We have to let go of this idea that we're the only one that can do A, B, or C. Church, I'm preaching to myself here. There are some things we need to let go of. This is a season where a lot of things will make more sense than ever during this current season of sickness, financial uncertainty. There are some things that we need to let go of. We need to let go, and like Jesus did after he stood up out of that prayer, let go and just give himself fully to God. Give himself fully in submission and surrender to God, withholding nothing, not even his own life. He gave his life to God. We're going to sing a song, and I wanted to serve as a reminder of what we've been called to do. Jesus says, if anyone would come and follow me, he must deny herself, take up their cross and follow. It's a call to die to self. It's a call to die to our mindset that we have to be in control. Jesus was giving us a call to let go, to surrender, and to withhold nothing. We're going to sing this song, and then we're going to share in a time of bread and cup and communion. Let's sing this song called Withholding Nothing.
I surrender all to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I give you all of me. 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 I give you all of me.
Savior, forever.
I give you all of me. I give you all of me.
Oh, King Jesus,
Jesus,
my Savior,
forever.
We pray for all the things that we are too reluctant to let go of, our attitudes, our sense of control, our insistence on being powerful and in control. God, we want to let go of that, and we want to submit ourselves wholly to you, surrender all to you. Father, may you lead us in a season of denial, in a season of taking up our crosses, and a season of really committing to follow you. God, we withhold nothing. We give you all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he gathered with his disciples, and he took bread. And when he had blessed it, he broke it and he gave to all of his disciples. He says, I want you to take this bread. I want you to eat it. It represents my broken body, which is broken for you. I want you to do this in remembrance of me. At home, if you have prepared bread or have a piece of bread, I just want you to hold it in your hand right now as I pray a prayer of blessing for the body of Christ. Let's pray. God, thank you for what you sent Jesus to do for us, that his body was broken and bruised and crushed for us. He made a way. He paved the way for us to have access to you, and he paved the way for us to have connection with each other. And so right now, as we all hold up our piece of bread, God, we eat this bread in communion with you and in communion with one another. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us with some symbols that has lasted so long. that continues to remind us that Christ's body was broken so that this body would not be broken. We pray this in Jesus' name, and we eat. Amen. At home, if you have juice prepared, go ahead and grab your glass of juice. And let's pray for the cup. Holy God, your Son's blood flowed freely. He volunteered it. Yet he was following your will and your way. God, we thank you for the blood that was shed for our sins. We also thank you for the blood that now runs through this body and keeps us alive. God, as we hold this cup together, God, we pray a prayer of reconnection and recommitment to you and to the body of Christ. Thank you for this cup, and we drink in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are my God, you are my King, you are my Master, my everything, you are my Lord, that's why I sing to you.
I miss that, church. I miss breaking bread with my brothers and sisters. And this today is a little unique, where I've been close with my wife at home over the past 2 weeks, but have not been able to be around friends and my extended family. And so this is nice. Church, I look forward to the day that we're gathered back in this room, worshiping together, close to each other, closer than 6 feet. But I also know that this moment right here, let's savor this moment. This is a special moment, and nothing to take for granted. Let's be thankful, and let's be grateful. I want to end with the benediction that I typically end with at the end of service, but as we have done in the past, we're going to sing it together. I was watching the governor give his press briefing, I think it was last week, and towards the end of his press briefing, he played a video that has gone viral of a virtual choir singing "The Lord Bless You and Keep You." And I remember after that song was finished, the governor simply looked at the camera and just said, "Wow." It was almost as if the priestly blessing that we used from Numbers 6 was just a fitting way to close a time, even in a government setting. that as we all experience this pandemic, we are praying for God's blessing to come upon us, to shine his face upon us, to be gracious to us. And so we're going to sing this song as a benediction. I want to thank you for joining us online, on Facebook Live, on YouTube. Thank you for worshiping with us. Again, I want to invite you to go to other churches and go worship with them as well, as we find new and imaginative ways to celebrate our God. Let's sing "The Lord Bless You and Keep You," and this will be the conclusion of our time together.
One, two. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you
and give you peace.
The Lord make his face to shine upon you.